All right, so today we're diving into something that might sound a little tricky at first. Gluten-free in Italy. We're talking about the land of pasta pizza, all those incredible carbs, but we're doing it without the gluten.
Right. And you know, it's funny. So many people I talk to think that going gluten-free in Italy is like almost impossible.
It's a common misconception for sure. But I'm curious about what's behind this whole thing? Like, why is Italy considered such a haven for gluten-free? It seems like they're really ahead of the curve.
You're right. They are ahead of the curve. And it's not just by chance. One of the biggest reasons is they have a really high prevalence of celiac disease.
Okay, so it's personal.
About 1% of the population in Italy has celiac disease.
Yeah.
That's one of the highest rates in all of Europe.
Wow, so it's not just a trend, it's a real part of life there.
It's very ingrained in the culture. And because of that, they've actually taken some pretty major steps to address it. Like back in 2005, they passed a law.
A law. What kind of law?
A law specifically aimed at protecting people with celiac disease.
Okay, hold on. I need to hear more about this. Like, what does that even mean? What does a law like that do?
So this law is not just some symbolic gesture. It's serious stuff. It mandates that people with celiac disease, they can get their gluten-free foods covered by their health insurance.
Wow, that's a game changer.
Huge. It was a really big deal. And you can imagine the impact that had. Suddenly, restaurants, cafes, grocery stores, they all had to adapt.
I bet. Talk about an incentive to up your gluten-free game.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happened. The whole landscape of gluten-free dining in Italy was transformed.
It's amazing how these things kind of snowball. It starts with a need, then a law comes in, and suddenly, bam, you've got this whole new world of options opening up.
It's incredible, right?
Okay, so let's say our listener is about to embark on this Italian adventure. They're excited about all this delicious gluten-free food. Where do they even begin?
Well, even before you land in Italy, a little pre-trip prep goes a long way.
Okay, I love a good pre-trip
The
checklist.
first thing is those key phrases. Yeah, those essential Italian phrases that'll help you navigate the menus, communicate your needs clearly. It's like having a secret weapon in your back pocket.
I'm all ears. Hit us with these linguistic lifesavers.
All right, so the most important one to remember is sono celiaco, if you're male. If you're female, it's sono celiaca.
Okay.
And that translates to I have celiac disease.
Got it. Straight into the point.
Exactly. Now, what if you don't have celiac disease, but you're still sensitive to gluten?
Right. Good
In that
question.
case, you'll want to use Senza-Glutine.
Senza-glutine. Okay, I can do that. That just means gluten-free, right?
Exactly. And don't be afraid to get specific. Contiene glutine, which means does this contain gluten?
I love it. We're not messing around. It's our health. We gotta ask.
You've got to be your own advocate.
Exactly. Okay, so picture this. I'm armed with my trusty Italian phrases, feeling confident, ready to tackle those menus, but I gotta know, what am I looking for? What are some of those naturally gluten-free dishes that should be on our radar?
Oh, Italy is a gold mine for naturally gluten-free goodness. You've got your risotto for
Oh
starters.
my gosh, yes, risotto. Creamy, dreamy comfort food. I could talk about risotto all day, but let's not get sidetracked. What else?
All right, how about some polenta?
Polenta. Okay, now we're talking. That hearty, soul-warming goodness. See, I told you this wasn't about deprivation.
I know, right? And for dessert, don't even get me started on panna
Okay,
cotta.
wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me that panna cotta, that luscious, creamy Italian custard, is naturally gluten-free?
You better believe it.
This is too good to be true. All right. This is making me so hungry. But before we get completely carried away, we got to talk about cross-contamination. Because even if a dish is naturally gluten-free, there's always that risk, right?
You are preaching to the choir. Cross-contamination is a real thing. This is where those phrases, that clear communication, it comes in clutch.
So even if something seems like a safe bet, always double-check.
Always ask about how it's prepared, what ingredients they use, don't be shy.
This is about our health.
Exactly. And honestly, any restaurant that's worth its salt, they're going to appreciate your thoughtfulness. They want you to have a good experience.
Okay, now for the million-dollar question. Can you really get a decent gluten-free pizza in Italy? I mean, come on, we're talking about the motherland of pizza.
You absolutely can. You'd be surprised how many pizzerias now offer gluten-free crusts. They're often made with rice flour, and let me tell you, they're delicious.
Okay, that's music to my ears. So it is possible. It's all about knowing where to look, doing your research, and not being afraid to ask.
Exactly.
Now, what about pasta? I mean, we can't talk about Italian food without mentioning pasta.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Gluten-free pasta has come a long way. Corn pasta is super popular over there, and it's pretty darn good.
So we've got our pizza, we've got our pasta. Anything else? Any other Italian staples that can get the gluten-free treatment? I'm feeling hopeful.
Oh my gosh, don't you? Those little potato dumplings, you can totally get those gluten-free.
No way. How? What do they use?
They make them with potato flour instead of wheat flour. It's incredible. It's like they thought of everything.
I know, right? That's the beauty of Italian cuisine. It's about those fresh, simple ingredients, which makes it surprisingly adaptable.
You've got it. And the chefs there, they're like artists.
Yeah.
They can take those traditional recipes, get creative with the ingredients, and boom, you have a gluten-free masterpiece.
It's a whole culinary adventure waiting to happen. All right, so we've covered the basics, but now we're ready to take it up a notch. Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about the gluten-free pizzas, the pastas, but you know what really gets me excited? It's those regional specialties.
Oh, yeah.
The stuff you can't just find anywhere, those hidden gems. What does gluten-free off-the-beaten-path look like in Italy?
Oh, man, you're speaking my language. Italy is a dream for anyone who loves food, but especially for people who love exploring different regional cuisines.
Okay, I'm ready for this culinary road trip. Where are we going first?
Let's start in Tuscany. Beautiful Tuscany. Known for its rustic charm, those rolling hills. The food is incredible.
What kind of gluten-free treasures are we unearthing in Tuscany?
All right, so you might think of bread. You might think of pasta when you think of Tuscany. But hold on. Have you ever heard of castagnaccio?
Castagnaccio. I don't think so. Tell me more.
So it's this dense, delicious cake, and it's made with chestnut flour.
Chestnut flour cake. Okay, you're speaking my language. That sounds incredible. See, this is what I love. You've got these traditional ingredients, chestnut flour. We've been using it for centuries, and it's naturally gluten-free.
Exactly. And it's making a comeback. People are rediscovering these ancient grains, these gluten-free options that have been around forever. It's exciting.
It's like we're going back to our roots. Okay, I'm adding castagnaccio to my must-try list. What's next on our culinary adventure? Where are we going?
Let's hop over to Sicily, the island of sunshine.
Sicily. Okay, I'm already dreaming of the beaches, the food. What gluten-free delights are in store for us there?
Ooh, Sicily is a goldmine. First of all, you got to try arancini di riso.
Arancini, yes. Those little fried rice balls, those are amazing. But wait, are those naturally gluten-free?
So traditionally, arancini are made with breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Which can be a gluten-free situation or not.
Yeah.
Just double check when you're ordering. Make sure that they're using gluten-free breadcrumbs.
Good call. It's all about those little details.
Absolutely. And for a sweet treat in Sicily, you can't go wrong with pasta di mandorle.
Pasta di mandorle. Okay, what is that?
These little almond cookies. They're naturally gluten-free. They just melt in your mouth. So good.
I'm telling you, this is making me so hungry.
I know, right?
It's amazing. Okay, last stop on our whirlwind gluten-free tour of Italy. Where are you taking us?
All right. We are heading north to Liguria.
Liguria. Okay, I'm picturing the Italian Riviera.
Exactly. Beautiful coastline.
The seafood.
Amazing seafood.
Yep.
And you know what they're known for?
What?
Farinata.
Farinata. What's that?
It's this savory chickpea flour pancake. Mm-hmm. It's been a staple in Liguria for centuries. Hearty, flavorful, and naturally gluten-free.
Okay, chickpea flour is like the magic ingredient. You can do so much with it. I'm taking notes. Farinata in Liguria, amazing. What else?
And of course, we can't talk about Liguria without talking about pesto.
Oh, the pesto, yes. That fragrant, delicious, basil-y goodness.
Traditionally, pesto is served with trophy pasta, which does contain gluten.
Ah, there it is. The pasta hurdle. We knew it was coming.
But don't worry. Many restaurants are now offering gluten-free pasta alternatives.
Okay.
Or they'll even serve the pesto as a sauce for vegetables.
Okay.
Grilled fish. You know, get creative.
I love it. So even if the classic pairing isn't an option, there's always a workaround. You've just got to be adaptable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of Italy. There's so much flexibility, so much fresh produce. So many options.
Okay, this is giving me so much hope. I'm feeling really good about this. But I know some people listening might be a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in. So many regions, so many dishes. Where do we even begin to put this into practice?
Well, remember those restaurant review apps we talked about?
Oh, yeah. Those are lifesavers.
They are your best friend when you're traveling gluten-free, especially in a place like Italy.
Okay, so how do we use them strategically? Give us the inside scoop.
So before you even leave your hotel room, do a quick search. Gluten-free restaurants near me.
Easy peasy.
Right. And read the reviews. See what other gluten-free diners are saying.
Oh, that's key. Real life experiences from people who get it.
Yes. And don't be afraid to get specific. Gluten-free pizza near me. Gluten-free gelato. You know, Whatever you're craving.
They love it. You can filter by cuisine, by neighborhood. Technology is our friend.
It really is. Those apps can make or break your trip, especially when you have dietary needs.
Okay, speaking of make or break, let's talk about those moments.
Oh, no.
You're at a restaurant, menu in hand, and you realize you're in over your head. You don't even know where to start.
We've all been there.
What's our game plan? How do we avoid those deer in the headlights moments?
First of all, don't panic. Remember those Italian phrases we armed you with?
Right, our linguistic lifesavers.
Now is the time to use them. But it's more than just saying gluten-free. You got to channel your inner detective and ask specific questions.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give us an example. What kind of detective work are we talking about?
So let's say you're ordering pasta. Always ask if it's cooked in fresh water, especially if you're getting a dish that's not naturally gluten-free.
Oh, that's a good one, because they might be cooking regular pasta in the same water.
Exactly. Cross-contamination situation. And if you're ordering a gluten-free pizza, ask if they have a separate area for preparing it.
Smart. To avoid any contact with that regular flour. These are things I never would have thought of.
It's all about being one step ahead and advocating for yourself.
Exactly. And remember, you're not being difficult by asking these questions.
No, not at all.
This is your health. You have every right to enjoy a delicious and safe meal.
And any restaurant that's worth their salt is going to be happy to answer those questions for you.
Okay, so we've talked about food, food, food. But we can't forget about the other essential part of the Italian experience. Coffee.
Cafe. The lifeblood of Italy.
Right. But can our gluten-free listener partake in this beloved Italian ritual without worry?
Okay, so the good news is most classic Italian coffee drinks, your espresso, your cappuccino, your cafe latte, they're naturally gluten-free.
Okay, phew. That's a relief. I was getting a little nervous.
But there's always a but.
I knew it! What's the catch?
Be careful with the flavored toffees, those syrups, those flavorings. Often they contain gluten.
Sneaky. Like a hazelnut latte. That sounds innocent enough.
Exactly. Could be a trap. And also watch out for barley coffee.
Barley coffee. Okay, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, you might see it in Italy. It's a thing. But it's definitely not gluten-free.
Good to know.
And then, of course, there are those tempting treats, those cookies, the biscottis that they often serve with coffee.
Oh, I know. It's like a minefield of deliciousness. But those biscotti are usually not gluten-free, are they?
No. Sadly, they're usually made with wheat flour.
Yeah.
Your best bet is to stick with those simple coffee drinks. You know, embrace the purity.
Okay, I can do that. And politely decline those tempting treats. Unless, of course, they're explicitly labeled gluten-free.
Exactly. Always double check.
Okay. Before we move on from sweet treats, we have to address the gelato situation. I mean, it's Italy. We can't just ignore it. But is it possible to indulge in this iconic Italian treat and stay true to our gluten-free lifestyle?
Okay, you'll be happy to hear that gelato is mostly a safe bet. But of course, there are a few things to keep in mind.
Okay, lay it on me. I need all the intel before I'm facing down that gelato counter.
All right, so first things first, be wary of flavors that have cookies or biscuits or anything that looks like it might contain gluten mixed in.
Right, like those super chunky flavors with all the mix-ins.
Exactly. Stick to the pure, unadulterated flavors, like a classic pistachio, a fruity sorbetto.
Okay, got it. Keep it simple. What else?
And always, always opt for a cup instead of a cone.
Oh, right. Because the cones often have wheat flour.
Exactly. No rogue cone crumbs for you.
No, thank you. I'll take my gelato in a cup, please. What about the scoops? Do I need to be worried about cross-contamination from the scoops?
You know, it's a good point. If you're highly sensitive, it doesn't hurt to ask if they have a separate clean scoop for the gluten-free flavors.
That's a pro tip right there. Okay, so we've covered dining out, we've tackled the coffee and gelato situation, but what about those in-between moments? The long train rides, the airport delays, those hunger pangs that strike when you're exploring a new city, what's our snack strategy? So we're talking about those travel moments. You're on the go, hunger strikes. What's our game plan for staying gluten-free amidst all the excitement?
Being prepared is key. Think of it as packing a little gluten-free survival kit.
Okay, I'm loving this. What are our must-have items for this kit?
First things first, gluten-free snacks. Pack a variety, whatever you enjoy. Granola bars, nuts, dried fruit, rice crackers, you know, things like
that.
Oh,
absolutely. I've been in those situations, those travel moments where hunger hits and there's just nothing around.
The worst. Yeah. And you never know what you're going to find in train stations or airports. Some have gotten better, but it's always a gamble.
Way too risky. I'd rather be prepared. So snacks are a must. What else?
Now, for longer journeys, Like, imagine you're taking a train trip.
Oh, a scenic train ride through Italy. Yes, please.
Right. So many of the train lines in Italy actually let you pre-order gluten-free meals.
Wait, seriously, you can get gluten-free food delivered right to your seat.
On many of the trains.
I see.
Usually you'd have to order like 24 hours in advance.
Okay.
But still, totally worth it.
That is a game changer. I had no idea. Okay, so check the train websites, see what options they have. That's amazing.
Exactly. And airports, too. A lot of airports now have websites or apps where you can search for restaurants, see what their gluten-free options are.
So helpful. Technology to the rescue.
It's a beautiful thing.
It really is. Now, what about those rest stops along the highway? Are those even an option if you're gluten-free?
You know what? You might be surprised. Rest stops in Italy have actually upped their gluten-free game. Many of the bigger chains, especially Autogrill, they often have gluten-free sandwiches.
Get out! No way!
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's always best to double-check ingredients, but it's progress.
It's huge. It's those little things that make traveling so much less stressful.
Exactly.
All right. So we've covered snacks, we've pre-ordered our meals, we've got our technology, but what about emergencies?
Okay.
What happens if, despite our best efforts, our listener has a reaction?
It's so important to be prepared, just in case.
Better safe than sorry.
Right. So, first, familiarize yourself with how your body reacts to gluten.
Okay.
Do you get digestive issues, headaches, fatigue? Knowing your symptoms is crucial.
So you can advocate for yourself.
Exactly. And if you take any medication for gluten-related stuff, pack it in your carry-on. Always. Oh, and have a list of important medical phrases translated into Italian.
Oh, that's a good idea. Just in case you need to communicate with a doctor or a pharmacist.
Exactly. Mm. And last but not least, travel insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure it covers pre-existing conditions, like celiac.
So important. All right, we've covered so much ground. We've deciphered Italian menus. We've navigated rest stops, airports, even tackled potential emergencies. I feel empowered, don't you?
Absolutely. Knowledge is power. With a little planning, traveling gluten-free in Italy can be a breeze.
It's about being adventurous, but prepared.
Exactly.
And open to new experiences. Because ultimately, traveling gluten-free, it's not about missing out. It's about discovering a whole new world of deliciousness.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Embrace the challenge. Enjoy every bite.
And on that note, we'll let you go, hopefully feeling inspired, informed, and ready to embark on your own incredible Italian adventure.